Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649.
All right, Natalie.
What up, what up? What's up?
So what?
Am I getting in trouble for using Martin's intro?
Well, it's not Martin saying it, so...
It actually is Martin saying it.
But no, you're saying it.
Yeah, but I'm using his stuff, so...
Did he trademark it?
I don't know.
Is it trademark or it'll be trademark? I don't know. Well, you might want to check that out.
Okay.
Well, if Martin's listening, what's up? I'm just saying.
That's
he's listening.
Bad.
We have made it. I can afford to pay the fees.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, so today, what I would like to talk about is jobs that I wouldn't want. And let me start by saying that I'm not putting down any job because
it's a shame that we got a
disclaimer
for
everything.
Disclaimer. Oh my
everything.
Gosh. Yes, you know, this is not meant to offend anyone.
Everybody in the world is so sensitive. But I mean realistically, every job is
important.
Needed. Right.
Because it needs to be done. Because somebody's got to do it.
I remember when I had a student intern or something at one of the jobs I had, and she was like, well, why would somebody need to alphabetize this stuff? I'm like, well, because it needs to be done.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do it, but it needs to be done. So
right.
I say that to say all jobs are valuable.
Absolutely.
All right. But now,
I just don't want to do them.
Some of the jobs.
Although at this point in my life,
I'll
take one of each of these.
and I feel your point, but I would like to say that one job that I should not have is it's not called a waitress anymore. A server.
Oh, Lord,
I know, right?
Yeah.
It gotta be politically correct with everything. A server. I should not be a server. One, because my memory is crap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even walk away from your table and remember what you ordered.
You'd never get that second drink.
I forgot. I forgot I was supposed
right
to come back.
You see that ice and be like,
they look thirsty. But yeah, I would not remember it because I go to some places and they don't have the computer looking things. Because some people, they do it right there. They have the computer, but some people write it on paper. Or once in a while, you get those ones that don't write anything down.
I was going to say, when you go to the higher priced restaurants, they don't even write shit down. He or she just stands over your table like they're really interested.
Right.
In the asparagus.
Right.
Medium.
See?
And before they leave all the time, I'm like, did you get that?
Right.
Because don't bring me back.
Read it back to me.
Right. Because I don't want to have to send my food back. The worst.
Yeah, definitely. So definitely could not be a server, but I appreciate that.
Yes.
And then all those plates they hold on their hands or whatever, it's like,
Yeah. And I believe, even though I know that they're supposed to get tipped, because not everybody tips, but I also couldn't do that work because of the pay.
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely not paid enough. Servers should be paid more. But I think that, you know, because they're quote unquote expect them. Why did I use air quotes?
No, see you.
Right. And not only that, but they weren't appropriate. They weren't needed there.
Yeah,
it's because they expect them to get tips. But you get some people who don't tip for the dumbest reasons. You know what I mean? Like their food wasn't cooked properly. That's
not
the server's fault.
Exactly.
That's not the server's fault. Take that up with the manager or whoever, or just eat your $12 steak and leave. Like, you know what I mean? You're going to get what you pay for. That's number one. But give the servers a break, people. It's not their fault. The chef or the cook or whatever the hell they're called these days. It's not their fault that that person back there messed up your food. Now, if they just do a Lakeisha and a Natalie and walk past you and leave your drink empty or don't bring napkins or give you a fork when you ordered soup,
right.
I get it.
That's a legitimate gripe.
But cut them a break. They're also serving a whole bunch of different tables. So,
I saw somebody the other day. We went somewhere and somebody had left a $2 tip, $2 bills.
Like that's offensive.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's
like,
offensive.
Oh my God.
You're almost telling me, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't
like,
do
that.
If you can't afford to tip, please don't eat out.
Right. That's what because somebody said that one time. What if you can't afford a tip? And it's like, well, maybe you shouldn't be eating out.
Right.
Probably should save that money and cook at home.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, now that we're off our soapbox,
right?
Was that your first one?
That was my first one. Yes, sir.
Okay. Jobs I don't want. So I recently went on a cruise, and God bless these people, but there are actually people who stand on the deck all day long and just squeegee the water. Yo, do you know how often them kids jump in and out of them goddamn pools? Them, and it was hot as shit. Like, on the deck, aww, you're just out in the ocean. No shade out on that deck. Nothing. And they have to wear the uniforms. They're not even in bathing suits, B. Oh. They going on the shirt, the pants, and those non-slip shoes. And they just have a large squeegee. And they just walk around and squeegee the water so nobody will fall. Thank you for doing that, right, because I had to cross that deck multiple times.
Yes.
So
they're appreciated.
I appreciate it. I don't want to do it.
Well, how about you want to wipe the sweat off the basketball court?
I don't want to do that one either.
Oh.
I'd rather do that.
Because indoors.
Number one, I'm indoors, but all those dudes and everything. Oh, gosh.
It might catch you on camera too. You could be discovered.
Girl, you can't see me, but I'm gonna get on my hands and knees like a tiger and rub and wipe up the sweat and make eye contact when I do it and be like, girl.
Well, you know what? I don't know how long you'll have that job because it might take you too long doing all that. They are mad quick.
Gosh.
But one that was not on my list, which you made me think of, is on that cruise, because I did as well. How many people does it take for them to come into my room 3 or 4 times a day to fold up that towel?
Oh my gosh. You know, they had an actual class.
Yes.
To show you. Yeah.
I didn't take that. But yeah, but how often, I just walked out. It's okay. I'll be okay if it's not folded when I come back into that room.
I loved it though.
I know.
And then in the mornings when you go out on the Lido deck, all the beach chairs had a different animal. I was like, I don't know how much they make, but that was another thing. If you're going to travel, be prepared to hit people off with a few dollars. Yeah. Like, you know? Yeah.
So I guess I don't want a job that needs to be tipped, which brings me one of the first reasons I thought about this one. And I don't even know if this is a real job. And I guess it kind of doesn't go with tipping, but I was watching something and I was and had strippers in the episode. And I was like, who cleans those poles?
Mm.
Like, I mean, I've never been in a strip club. Actually, I've never been inside one. But like, somebody come out like on the basketball court? They come out and wipe the pole down in between sessions?
That is a very good. I've been to a couple of clubs. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone do that.
Maybe during COVID, did they sanitize?
COVID, I'd like to think they were sanitizing the hell out of the poles.
But yeah, I don't want to be a stripper pole cleaner.
I'll pass on that one too.
Yeah, somebody needs to let me know. All is that a job?
Juice and snatch everywhere.
Oh gosh. Ew, he's got to probably have a hazmat suit. That's my stripper outfit. Like, no, dude, I'm working here.
No, sir, this is not coming off.
Right.
I'm just sanitizing the poles.
Right. As a matter of fact, sanitize them dollars before you stuff them in there, too. But
oh, money is the dirtiest shit in the entire world. Like, there is nothing worse. My daughter has a habit of just, like, chewing her nail or sucking on her chain. I've taken chains off of her neck because she just sucks on the chain. But I'll watch her, like, you know, I'm trying to get them used to doing their own transactions and stuff. And I'll watch her, you know, handle the money, and then we'll eat something, and she just goes to grab the food. I'm like, no, take a wipe.
Oh
my gosh.
I know, I work with somebody who used to work at a bank, and it's funny, I didn't think about it at the time, but I handed her some money for something at the job, and she took it, she put it down, she picked up her hand sanitizer. I was like, what are you trying to say about me? But yeah, but money.
It's not you, it's the thousands of people who touched that before.
Because again, the stripper.
Look, now I'm sitting here scratching my nose with just fingers, because I'm afraid to touch my face.
The stripper could have had it, or the snorting coke,
or the person who was just an asshole and literally wiped their ass with their money. Like, people do the worst things because they're not good people.
Have you ever seen somebody at a restaurant handle your money and then try to handle your food?
No, but I also don't go to restaurants and use the cloth napkins. I saw a man blow his nose in that napkin. You will not ever see me put that napkin to my mouth. I barely use it for my hands. I use it to go across my lap, and I will ask for paper napkins at the classiest restaurant.
People are nasty.
You can only do that if you have these lips. Try it. try it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can only do it with these two coolers. You can only do it with these. Okay.
All right.
I would not want to be, and this is not a real job, but because it's one of my favorite pastimes, I would not want to be the royal ass wiper coming to America.
Oh, but I call for ass the long wiper. Time. Yes, the royal wipers. I call for them all
and
the
here
time.
They come
Could you imagine? But there used to be a job. Well, if you watch the movies where they had like castles and stuff,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they had people who I guess they were the wipers back in the day. Was that
okay.
Could that have been a thing? Because I mean, when you're rich, you figure you don't want to do anything for yourself. Like they have the people fanning them while they're having sex,
mm-hmm.
or you know, in the pool or the bath, yeah. whatever it is. Like, and they treated them like furniture. Like yeah. they didn't. Yeah. So who cares if they wipe my butt? Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing. And shout out to all the nurses out there and CNAs
yeah.
and
oh, yeah.
LP. Like they do all of that. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Honey, yeah.
As just part of their day to day. So shouts out to all of our healthcare workers who are wiping asses because on top of the fact, I don't even know that I could see an open wound, much less an open ass. You know what I mean? Like so thank you to all the healthcare workers.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Cause yeah, that's a job I don't want, but again, it is needed.
It's needed. It has to be done.
It does. Oh gosh. Ew.
And there's nothing worse. I just picture being a nurse, but I just can't imagine like being a nurse or a CNA, and it's somebody who can do it themselves, but just don't because they're lazy or whatever the case, you know what I'm saying? The case may be like, oh, I'm in the hospital. You got to do it for me. I just picture being that nurse that's like, sir, you will sit in that shit all day.
You're right. If you can do it, yeah, why wouldn't you? Why
yeah.
do? Because
yeah.
I know I've had to like, use the bathroom like the what is those bedpan type
yeah.
things. Like I don't even want to do that, and I had to because
yeah.
I couldn't get out of bed for
yeah.
whatever reason. But I was like, I don't want anybody to
rest assured. If you ever have to go back in, they have that thing now where they put the thing in your snatch and
like
it sucks the pee. No, it's not
oh.
a catheter, man. There
oh,
are commercials for it, and I've seen it, and I want it
oh.
because I do not feel like getting out of my bed at night, even though my bathroom is. 4 feet from my bed. But yeah, they have a thing now. They put it between your legs.
Oh,
and I know this 1000% to be true because my other bestie was in the hospital recently and had that.
Wow. So you don't have to go? It just sucks it out when it's time?
It sucks it out. You let it go. You know, you have to get
to
in
flow.
Your mind that, yeah,
okay.
it's okay to go.
Yeah, see, that's the hard thing,
just,
too,
yeah.
is getting in your
the
mind.
Psyche.
Right, because, yeah, once you're out of diapers, it's like,
yeah.
I'm not supposed to go.
It's not natural
right.
to pee, right.
Oh, no,
right.
It's got to get your mind. It's like,
yeah.
let go.
And even the bedpan thing, like, I've had to use those, but the pee, like, goes in the crack of your butt.
Yeah, because yeah, you're
then,
laying down.
Yeah,
it doesn't
go
sense.
Down,
yeah,
right?
It
just,
sense.
Yeah. So that now you got to wipe your whole ass just to get to the pee.
Well, I mean, somebody else does.
Well,
that's the reason. That's the reason I was using it.
Right,
but yeah,
right,
now you
right.
got to clean up all. You
yeah,
know what?
But
okay.
I'm like, oh, it's just so much trouble.
So,
wouldn't it be easier just to pee on that little pad and they
just
roll
wipe it up like the
and,
pet pad? Yeah,
yeah,
right.
They
just roll
you
up,
pick it up, and then they put a new one down and roll
I
you back.
It depends on how much you got in it because I mean, it doesn't hold. I don't know how absorbent it is. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying let me go in it 4 or 5 times.
Well, no,
change
I'm just
that
saying,
after I go.
No,
once.
But I'm just saying, I went to the doctor the other day and I had to give a urine sample. You know those little cups they give you, girl.
Girl.
I filled that cup up.
Girl,
so I'm just
yes.
saying. I'm just saying.
And
I
then
don't
you
know.
Come back with this big ass cup.
I know.
Like, I didn't
like,
know how much
like,
you needed.
It's like all we needed was a few drops. Like I filled it to the top.
Yep.
I filled it to the absolute top, and I still had some that I didn't put in there. So that's what I'm saying. I know me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that little puppy bag gonna work for me.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's not really what we were going.
You know,
but no,
peeing in the cup. I'm always struggling with where do I set it, but when I'm done. So I get super prepared. I get a paper towel. I set it down on the floor next to the toilet because when I'm peeing, you know, I'm only crouching over the toilet, but I still need to hold my panties out so it doesn't touch the toilet, hold the cup down
you know
there.
What?
So then once I'm done, because it never fails,
it like,
there's pee
there
on my hand or on the cup. It never fails.
Well,
like
right.
I'm not that skilled.
Oh, I am.
So then I set it down And then, you know, I got to be careful, right? Because now my hand got pee on it. So I got to, you know, the toilet paper is already, like, yo, I get so prepared before I go in there to do that urine sample.
Well, maybe I do it too often because I don't pee on the hand. I'm good. I've done these cups so, I guess because I go to the doctor so much. But yeah, I've done these cups, girl, and I just fill it up. Just fill it. But, oh, because I used to do in the military too, right? Mm-hmm. I saw somebody come out because you have to, you know, what is it? The random drug testing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, somebody takes you in there, they watch you pee, mm-hmm. which is, I don't want that job either. But I've had to do that. I'm trying to look everywhere else without looking. And I saw somebody come out one time because you have to hold it up so uh-huh. it can be in plain sight all you wait to the tester or whatever. That stuff looked like motor oil.
Oh, I would be like,
sir, you might want to drink some water.
Yes. You might want oh, my to. God.
Because mine sometimes, girl, it's just clear like water.
Right.
But if your
pee. Yes, girl, be proud of your clear.
That's
liquid.
Right.
Your clear.
Your pee looked like oil.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not at
that's
all.
That's not good at all.
But yeah, that's another job I didn't think about. Yeah, I had to watch people pee. And it's like, girl, some people sit on the toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, they just flop right down
I
the
have
toilet.
A friend, I have a friend. I don't even know if she even listens to this podcast, but she will know who she is. We used to go out, and we would be at bars and clubs, and we'd go to the bathroom. You know, you always go to the bathroom with your girlfriend. I don't know why we were always, like, in the same stall. Maybe because there was just so many people, it was easier to get, you know, switch out. You go, then I go, and then we don't have to wait. I don't know. Or we were just that close. I don't know. We used to shower together, like, getting in a rush. But anyway, oh, my gosh, she would sit down on that toilet seat, and I would be like, if you don't get your white ass up off that toilet seat.
Talk to me, baby. Converse with me now.
So, what's on your mind? Does life crack you up like it cracks us up? We want to hear about it.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
You don't get your white ass up off of that toilet seat. I mean, like, no tissue down or anything.
No!
And we hung hard for a long, long time. We actually ended up living together and everything. And all I could think about was, whose seats did you sit on before
right,
you
came
home?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah, no, it's just the kids and babies and little kids. Like, don't you sit on that toilet. Because, they got the cooties.
Yeah. I used to... When the girls were little, girl, I used to lace those toilets with so much tissue, mm-hmm. and then I would have to pick her up. And I'd say, put your legs like an L, so that they would
don't slide right.
Like
so don't
this.
Slide
yeah,
the tissue off.
Exactly.
I know.
And then
oh,
I would
God.
Have to pick her up but and just know, plop her right down.
Okay, so we're totally off subject, but since we're talking about the bathroom,
we do this all the time.
I know, but you know, I don't put all the toilet paper down anymore because, you know, I don't sit on it. But right. in my age, the way my knees set
that
up,
leg ain't, yeah.
girl, I'd be like, oh, if I fall, I'm trying to hover. I was like, oh, if I
them,
fall on
them
the
knees
floor.
And thighs ain't what
yes,
they used
they're
to
not
be.
So strong. Especially yeah. I just told you I pee a lot.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to make it to the end.
You hold it on, then you don't want to touch anything.
I know. So I got my elbows, but small. Got your elbows out on the wall, trying to brace yourself. It's like, I can do this.
Oh my gosh, like, that is the ultimate worst.
It is. But since we're in that nether regions, another job I don't want, which I understand you. Words don't work for me. You patronize? Yeah, patronize these people. I don't want to be a butt waxer.
Butt waxer or vagina waxer or just waxer?
Any, yeah. yeah I don't want to wax.
I will say this.
Do you do the butt wax too?
No, I have not.
Oh,
I
okay.
have not.
That is a thing, right?
Well, strike that, reverse it. I'm not telling. So I've had a Brazilian is when it's all gone. I've had that. Don't care for it. Number one. Okay. So when you're getting, so you got to lay on your back. You got to hold your knees up. Y'all can't see.
See
it,
that, that's why we're not doing video this season. Because you could see her.
And then they have to like open everything up.
Oh, no,
you know, to get on
wax
the inside.
In there?
Like right on. Not like dead smack on the inside. Ew. Like you will tear that. That skin is too soft for that. But you know, like around the labia. Yeah. And you know, you got to get like in there where the hair grows. But then you got to get on all fours. And they come from behind. So that person that you don't want to be, I get it. Oh. I get it. I couldn't be a gynecologist either.
That's on my list.
Yeah, because I don't want to stare at your natural thing.
Proctologist. Yeah.
But I also, with the wax, I think that I will stick to, your pee goes fucking crazy after you're waxed all the way. You ever shave everything down there and then pee? Your pee is like all over the place. It's so hard to straddle the toilet when you.
Never noticed.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But I also didn't like the way it felt having nothing.
Yeah, right.
I felt pubescent, and that's not okay.
And who the person who likes that douche is like, yeah, I like that baby
right.
soft. Like,
yeah, no.
Why don't look at you a little different?
Yeah,
because I can imagine.
But
yeah.
I do like a well kept, well maintained area.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that again. Wouldn't do that again. But I feel you because I don't know that I want to look at snatches all day.
So, I mean, again, these are jobs that are valuable.
Yes. Somebody needs to do it.
But I'm like, when did you decide that's what you want to do?
I
want to look in people's innards. You know,
yeah.
And the colonoscopy.
My colonoscopy.
I know, right?
Yeah,
he's like, he's got a camera like, woo, I can see all up in there. It's like, what? What age you decide? That's
because
what you
there
want
are
to
so
do.
Many medical fields you could have gone into.
Right.
Podiatry.
I want to look in butts all day.
Ear, nose, and throat. Like,
right?
What?
Yeah.
It's just odd specialties. However, thank you to all of you because I'm sure at some point I've had to use you.
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate you. I do not want to be the person who cleans up after a murder or a suicide.
Oh, yeah.
I formerly worked for insurance and, you know, people would shoot themselves in their car or murders would happen in a car. What do you think? They don't junk the car.
No.
They clean
them. I never thought about that.
If it can be cleaned.
Yeah.
They clean them.
Because actually we talked about, my husband and I talked about that one time getting the cleaning service and I never thought about the cars. We had houses with people and I was like, I told him, I was like, I really thought about, you know, because then there's, you know, might be some body parts still and, you know, blood, guts, whatever.
Yeah,
I could
someone
not.
Has to come in and clean all that up. There are companies that do
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know that I could do that.
Nah.
Just
nah.
Brain matter and guts.
Yeah.
And, like you said, arms and legs.
Ill.
Children.
Oh, nope.
There's no way that I would be able to do that.
Mm-mm.
But again,
somebody's got
to
do it.
Thank you to the people who do it because someone has to do it.
I have to do it.
I just
couldn't be me.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It was hard to find jokes in there, wasn't
right?
it?
Right. Ew.
However, not only kidding.
Whose was that? Yours or mine?
That was mine.
Okay. So one that I would not want to have again, door-to-door salesperson.
Mm-mm.
And I say that because, oh my gosh, over 30 years ago, I tried it. And I guess I could not be called
Did
a
you?
Salesperson because I didn't sell anything. Girl, I was going door-to-door to sell encyclopedias.
That was long
time ago. Yes. And I say that because, you know, I was desperate. I was, you know, right out of school, had a kid already. I'm trying to find a job. It's like, oh, it's an inside job. And they say that because you're supposed to be able to get inside
the
house.
Right.
But they made sure you couldn't escape because you didn't drive to the neighborhood yourself. They put you on a van, took you out there. So you'll stay till they pick you up.
Yeah.
But so the objective was, you know, get in the house and sell people encyclopedias. And it's like... Like I said, first of all, I didn't sell anything because I'm still
not
a sale. I'm not a salesperson.
Yeah, that's not
and then they give you these lines to say, and it's so rote. I can't remember everything, but something like they teach the men and women the same. And it was like talking about like a soap opera. It's like, how do I not understand the concept of soap opera? It was some weird thing they said, like, watching something. I was like, that's not, a woman wouldn't say that to a woman. But anyway, but the biggest thing is like, where do you go to the bathroom? Because one time I actually had this lady who was like, oh, you know, I'm really interested, you know, when my husband comes home, you know, can you come back? And I was like, sure. It's like, but before I leave, can I, you know, I'd like to use your bathroom. Girl got in there and jacked up the toilet. So needless to say, I did not come back to that house to get the one sale I might have ever
gotten.
What
did you do to the toilet?
Yeah, I probably just blew it up. I mean, you know, you're out there all day walking around like, in
did
a neighborhood, I probably did.
Couldn't
plunge it, clogged it up. I don't know.
Oh my
god! That's before I knew about the courtesy flush or frequent flush.
Right,
I probably just loaded it up.
Right.
I don't don't know.
Covered up that whole.
I know. So I was like, yeah, no, didn't come back for that sale. But what made me remember it was recently I was at the park. We were walking in the park and I saw the mail truck out there. And I was like, you know, they don't have a mailbox out here at the park.
They got porta potty.
And it was the bathroom. And he comes out of there with a newspaper. I was like, So he, it was a pit stop.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, yeah, wait. When you're out there like that,
yeah, where do you,
you know, where do you go? Because, you know, sometimes my tummy, I had them tubby troubles. And it's like, when, you know, when it's going to take more than a run in, run out, like, what do you do?
That's what I was going to say. Because the poop thing, that's whole, that's different. Like, I envy guys so much that y'all can just go around a house or go around whatever the case may be and just go to the bathroom and then you're done. We got to find the secluded area, find, make sure we got tissue to wipe. You know, that's if we can't get to a toilet.
Yeah.
I don't know why this episode is all about pissing and shit. Yeah, right. But yeah, that is the worst. And then to go to someone else's house and clog up the toilet.
Hey, I had to go, right?
Listen, when you got to go, you got to go.
So
it is what it is.
Yeah. Huh. So no more door-to-door or post mail carrier, again, with the political correctness. Yeah, the mail carrier. Don't want to do that either. Because I need to have a place that I can go when the need arises.
I like to be comfortable. I have books and reading glasses in my bathrooms at all times. At all times.
Because when I used to work where we used to work, I lived, how far was that drive? Like, forever. Yeah. So, it, like I said, about being comfortable, I didn't really want to do it at the job, but, you know, it was 8-9 hours. So, if I had to, I had to. But if I could wait, I would leave work and go to my grandmother's house.
Oh, okay.
She lived about 5-10 minutes away. Yeah. And before, that used to be the only other place I was comfortable.
Yeah.
To use. And, you know, oh, how long had my grandmother been passed? Maybe she knew my grandson. So, maybe 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. I still have dreams sometimes about her bathroom. I was so nervous that one day I might actually use the bathroom in my sleep, it's her bathroom. It's like, why? It's weirdest thing ever. But
that's some place
I was comfortable. I was very comfortable. Yep. Like, I run in the house, hey granny.
Yep. And she knew what you was coming
right to your bathroom. Yep. That's where I'm going.
Do you remember, were you carpooling with us during that ice storm and it took us like 4 hours to get from Norfolk to here? It was me, my Chanel, somebody else, but the job that we were at knew the ice storm was coming, but just would not let us leave early. The people who had even people who had to travel, like knowing people had to go, and they would not let us leave early. And by the time they let everybody go, the damage had already been done. The roads were horrible. It took us 4 hours to get from Norfolk to Newport News. We were all making fun, like, wow, we've been to DC and
that's right.
Like, I'm halfway to New York. And it was crazy.
So that's the other thing. Use the bathroom. Gotta use the bathroom before you get on the road. Yeah. Even if there's nothing going on, because we live
far,
bridges and tunnels.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got that old bladder.
I do not want to be the person who collects horse sperm. There are people on farms who collect semen from the horses.
I would say for what, but I mean, I get, but you gotta collect it. They don't do it. I thought they did it.
I don't think they do. I think they inseminate them.
TV.
But,
On TV, I thought they.
Well, girl, stop it right now. And I'm gonna tell you, not that. All right, so number one, if you don't watch Yellowstone, we're not friends.
Oh. Well, I'm not in that because, you know, I don't watch television anyway. So I get exemption.
You're excused.
Okay.
Yes, you're excused. But yes, what made me think of it is on Yellowstone when, oh my gosh, I can see his face clear as day. Can't think of his name. But when he went to the 4-6's ranch, that's what he had to do. He had to jack off he had to hold it. It's this big, long thing because you know how big a horse penis is. It's this big long thing, and the horse is like buck, 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 and then you got it. Yeah.
Oh no! Yeah.
So
no.
I don't want to be that person because if that thing slips,
I can say keep your mouth closed. Oh gosh!
And your eyes.
And your eyes. Oh, and your eyes.
And your eyes. Mm. Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think that's what they do with Wait, I don't want to get the words mixed up. You know, like prize horses and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's what, they do.
I just always assume they just did it. They just put them in a room with some soft music.
like people do with dogs.
Right. Yeah. I never thought someone has to collect it.
And if I'm wrong, please someone put in the comments, shout us out. But I thought like with the $1 million horses and the, you know,
those ones.
Right. Like what happens if they're doing it and something happens? You know what I mean? Now you're out of $2 million horse or whatever.
Wow.
So I think I could be very wrong. But
I'm sure somebody will let us know.
Regardless, I don't want to collect horse fur.
But okay, total side note. Or not. Side note. So one of the children. what were we talking about? Oh, they were talking about like eggs. Like, oh, you know, we eating baby chicks. We're like, no, we're not eating baby chicks. We, you know, we talk about fertilized, unfertilized eggs. And so then the conversation goes, she's like, well, she says, well, if all chickens do is cluck around all day, how do they make baby chickens? Something like that. She's, girl, I said, I tell you what, don't you cluck around to find out. Don't think about how animals procreate.
Right. Yeah. Like, when you think about fish.
They lay a bunch of eggs.
Right.
And then somebody comes and spreads some stuff on them.
Right. So they naturally produce eggs.
Yeah.
Spit them out. And then somebody else got to come and cluck, cluck, cluck. Cluck. and fertilize the eggs. And yeah, you ever see like turtles when they, on like National Geographic, when turtles do it? And it gets on the back of the shell or something, isn't it?
No, I haven't.
Well, we're gonna look it up and
see. Well, I guess we will. How in nature, how's it done? That's what we're gonna look it up. Look it up. All right. So another one that I don't want that I have seen in action, and I don't know what the title is, but it's a I call it a roadkill picker upper.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah. That they stop their truck, they get the plastic bag and scoop that thing up. I was like, but I also have seen someone in their vehicle, a bird, some kind of bird, something got hit.
Don't say they went and got it.
They did. They picked it up, put it in the car. I was like, ew.
But I mean, so, I mean, I couldn't do it. But if it's fresh, I guess technically they could. You ever watch Swamp People?
Well, I'm gonna say, I don't know if they're going to eat it. I think they were trying to get it out of the road because they like animals.
Oh, see, I was somewhere else.
Said you was gonna get roadkill to eat.
You ever watch Swamp People?
No. Yo, Swamp People. If I watch stuff.
First of all, I know
roadkill. I think too, if it's warm, it's okay.
Yeah, you're gonna eat fresh, and they're gonna eat it.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and do that, like a bear or something. I don't know.
They had I'm not good with names. They had two brothers on there. One of them, bless his heart, passed away. But he used to make all this stuff, and people would come over and eat, and then one day he told him, or somebody asked or something, and he told him it was, I get roadkill. This is stuff I pick up and people were like sick, like that's gross. Yeah.
I guess if it's still warm.
But not for nothing, they were eating it. You didn't know. That's the thing with food. Like,
don't tell
me. If you don't know where it's from, but you're enjoying it.
Yes, leave me at that. Don't tell me where it came from.
Somebody snuck barbecue turtle on me one time. And I was enjoying it.
Until they told you.
And you know how you can tell because everybody's looking at you while you're like, wait a minute, what the fuck? What's funny? Well, why is everybody looking at me? Mm. And they're like, you know what you're eating?
But you
don't
like
know
it.
What I'm eating, but I know I'm done with it. But what is it?
Yeah, right.
That's barbecue turtle, snapping turtle.
But doesn't turtle have a lot of different kinds of meat in it or something? They taste different, I heard.
Listen. It was good. I was so mad that they told me what it was because my mental would not allow me to eat it at that point, even though my taste buds were enjoying it. I was so mad.
Alligator, I think.
Alligators.
I did not care for it. And again, because I knew already, because we went to Louisiana or New Orleans, and I know it's in, but I want to specify.
It's okay. I want to specify that
I was in New Orleans, not just Louisiana. But yeah, I didn't want to eat it to begin with, but I was trying to, you know, try something because I was there. And yeah, I just couldn't, get, like, I'm not going to eat crawfish.
So right now we're going to take a break. And you can like, share, follow, and subscribe.
Like, I'm not going to eat crawfish. I just cannot.
Just watching people eat that and sucking see, your mental, like, it could taste wonderful. I'll never know. I've never had a gyro. Gyro, gyro, gyro.
Well, that's totally different.
It's what is that? It's lamb. I don't do lamb.
You never eat a.
I'm sure I. Well, you know, when I was younger.
Well, but they have. I guess it depends on where you go. I think the traditional is lamb.
Lamb,
but you can go places and they like chicken because I think it's. Just
but
not,
is
like,
that
the
same? That is that the same? That's not a gyro then.
Yeah.
If a lamb, a gyro is lamb. So if you're eating that with chicken, call it something else because it's not a gyro.
Well, I have had that. I've had lamb.
See,
I've had that in the gyro, whatever, however you pronounce it. I don't know. But I've also had it prepared some other kind of way, and I didn't care for it. Because, again, I know it's lamb, and it looks like, I mean, it doesn't look like lamb.
It looks like great. It looks fun.
Yeah.
Like, and, it looks like spammy material.
I don't know.
I just don't know.
Again, my mind wouldn't let me, because, I guess the sandwichy part of it was like, okay, whatever. But when you're like a pork chop or chicken or whatever, and you serving it that way as lambs, like I could not enjoy it.
Go figure. Along those lines, I couldn't be a pest control or animal control worker. Crawling in crawl spaces looking for mice and shit raccoons and call me if you see a snake in your house. We're all gonna die if you call me.
And it's so funny because as you started saying that, I'm like, but I love my pest control guy. And I do, but then I thought about, that's what he does. Like, no, I love him because
you
he
love
does
him,
it.
Right,
because
but
he
what
does
you
it.
Want to do what he's doing.
I told him I could take they can take over this house. If I see one more bug, I'm moving out, let the bug out. But my husband told me I still find out stuff about him every now and again. We've been married for like almost 20 years. But he used to go underneath houses. I think it was maybe cable or something. I don't know. But he's crawled under houses and I was like, no, sir.
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. No. Not even a little bit.
Nope.
I couldn't tell you what my attic looks like. For all I know, it's covered in black mold. I would not know. I won't even stick my head in that square.
But you know what? I say that I forgot. Yeah, he's been underneath this house.
He has.
He does. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you're right.
Because
you were here. You were here with him. He puts his little suit on.
Yeah.
You got a little suit.
Yeah.
I'm like, clothes off outside before you come in, sir.
Yeah. And we were talking through a wall. Are you ready?
I know, right?
Turn it on now.
Over there, right? Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, so he'll go up under there. I was like, bless his heart. Because I could not. House would fall apart if it was up to me.
Don't want to be that person.
All right, so I had the roadkill, so you.
Well, same difference. I had the pest
control.
Oh,
you did? That was you.
Control.
Okay. So, all right. So I've got two more.
Me too.
All right. So. A hot dog maker or a meat processor.
Don't want to do it. I'll never eat it again. Yes, I would never eat it again. As a matter of fact, it would be wise for us not to go too deep into that conversation because then I won't eat hot dogs for a year.
I know.
I love a hot dog.
And that's the thing, too. I say that sometimes when I'm eating meat, I was like, like a chicken leg.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm
going to become a vegetarian as I eat that.
As I rip the chicken leg off.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
Oh, we just had wings last night.
I did too.
Yeah.
Because we were talking to the kids about if we were stranded on a desert island, which one of the kids we'd eat first.
Oh, yes.
Did you have to? Because one of them is too skinny.
Atreyu was going first.
Oh, he wasn't there. It wasn't him. It was the girls. You know, because, one of them little thick, one of them little thin. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I said, well, the thick one would be good because, she's got meat on her, but the other one is younger, and usually younger is tender,
right?
So I was like, I don't know. I might start with the arm on the big one. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would probably start with the thick one first because you have time. Well, no, because the meat won't last very long once she's gone. Because I was going to say you'll have time to plump the other one up and give her a little more life. But that's got to be a horrible life knowing you're only eating so people can eat you.
Yeah, right. But still because, if, heaven forbid anything happened, we don't want to, everybody didn't die in a crash. I'm just saying we're not getting rescued no time soon. So, I'm going to take the arm off. You're still going to be there.
Somebody
got to
go.
Right. We're going just a little bit at a time because we can still get rescued.
Kind of like your theory with me. Starting with a toe.
Right.
There's no meat on.
We got to, start with the parts because, like I said, we could be rescued.
Yeah.
It could happen.
That would suck.
Well,
the minute you take her hand, you hear, is that a helicopter? And she's sitting there like,
we're going to start small. We're going to start small. But, somebody's got to live to tell the story.
Yeah, you got to start with pieces you can
cauterize. Yeah. But, is there anything on a finger?
Listen,
when you're starving, and stuff.
People eat chicken feet.
Yeah.
Pigtails. Like, when you're starving, if you just need a little bit the like sustenance. Before you go all in. Yeah, I would think we're sitting here.
I know, it's your fingers. Like, I don't know. It just feels like a lot of bone. It's like, is there meat on there?
But there is, though. Like, if you.
That's not a.
It's not a lot. But again, you're not eating to get full at this point. Just you're eating, eating to survive. Die. Right.
Hmm. I guess I could start with the finger. But if it's good.
If it's good, you might be losing two fingers.
Right?
At the time.
Right?
That's terrible.
I'm just saying. But okay. So, all righty.
I do not want to be a ghost hunter. My brother has me watching Paranormal Activity. So I made fun of him for like the longest time. Because for the longest time, he was on, like myself, all crime, you know, ID channel and all that stuff. He would watch it 24/7 if he could. So as of late, he's on this paranormal stuff. Mm. So whenever I go up to New York and I'm with him, that's what he's watching nonstop. So I would be like, oh my gosh, how do you watch this? It's so stupid. And then every now and again, I'm like, oh, that looked real. So he texted me yesterday. I was on my way back from Richmond and he texted me yesterday and he's like, hey sis, our, in all caps, our show is on the Travel Channel. So, and then he puts a bunch of emojis with ghosts and, you know, goblins and stuff. So I get home and what's the first thing I did?
I turned it on.
And hours later, it was still on. Mm-hmm. Now there are some where I'm just like, ugh. But there are some where I'm like, God, fuck, what happened? Oh my gosh. Like legit, like, but the only thing that bothers me is, how are these things like not on the news? Because like you, all right. So there was one in, it was a firefighter and his Ring camera or doorbell camera, whatever, caught this image over his truck. And it legit looked like it had wings, like legit. Mm. And you'd like to think like, I can trust a firefighter, right? Like he wouldn't. Like, but then they have the actual people come on and they're saying, my name is so-and-so and that was my video. Mm. And then they talk you through it. Then there was another one where it was like CCTV. CCTV. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I was like, CCTV. But you know, and it had the security guard and he was sitting at his desk and you could see like this white thing. Like it looked like a shadow, but white. Go across the floor and you could see him when he first sees it and he's like and he kind of looks around and he gets up and he sees it and he's looking at the camera like y'all see, can y'all see that? So then it showed him like maybe a week later or something and sure enough you can see the white figure come and it comes down across and it goes across the floor. This time he throws something at it, but it's legit. Like, he doesn't control the CCCCTTTTV.
You know what?
So, but I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Is it real, though?
I believe in stuff like that. So, I'm sure it's a lot easier for someone who believes that, you know, that there are ghosts. And if one day we'll talk this through, because I promise you there's something in my house. I promise you there. And I'm not the only one who's seen it. Other people in my house have seen that without, I don't tell people because nobody will come to my house. It's not, anyway, that's a whole other episode.
But so you said you don't want to be a ghost hunter.
I do not, because I believe there are nice ones, like the one in my house. Mm. And I believe that there are evil ones. And I want nothing to do with that, because you jump your ass in my body and it's on and popping. I don't know what I'll do, but I know it won't be. I know it won't be an easy house for you to live in.
Oh.
I can tell you that, ghost.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
All right. Well, speaking of ghosts. We went on a trip recently and we went through these small towns and it's like, you know, they got like one real estate agent. Cause like, you know, what are you going to do? And there's like, no, who's going to do what? They got a couple restaurants.
Everything ends in Smith.
Right.
Smiths
right.
Own everything.
But one thing I did see was a funeral home. And I was like, well, you know, I don't think I would want to own a funeral home in a small town, but the more I thought about it, well, yeah, because, you know, everything's going to come through me if I'm the only one. But what do you do when business gets slow?
Right. Start killing people.
Yes. So what I thought of was, now this is my plan. If I had to be a funeral home owner in a small town, what I'll do is I'll also buy a hotel. right? Because, you know, people disappear from hotels. But I would also own a tow truck company. And what I would do if the business got really slow is I'd throw down some spikes to get the travelers to have to stop. We tow the car to my shop.
And they'd have to stay at the hotel. So right. It would take at least a day to fix it.
Right. So then I can decide, you know, if I need the business, you know, go ahead and keep them or let them go or whatever. But either way, I'm going to make some money, right? I'm just saying, got to throw it out. Because my husband's like, he's stupid. He's like,
You legit have the makings of a really good horror movie.
Right. But you got to own the spikes and the car repair shop.
And you're not going to be able to use spikes all the time. You're going to have to switch up your method to get people to stop and stay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have a restaurant in there, too.
They got to eat.
And we know I can't cook. So that's going to get some business,
now they've
too.
Got poison.
That's right. That's
now they're back at the funeral parlor.
Right? See, that's how I'm keeping my business going.
Girl, you a thinker.
I am. But yeah, I really don't want that. But if I do have to have that job, then at least I have a good business plan to substantiate
my
business.
A good business plan speaks volumes.
Yes.
That's what you'll sink or swim.
Yes.
A good business plan.
I got this.
So congrats on that.
Well, thank you.
If I can help out at all.
Sure.
Please let me know.
Let's see. I'm sure I can find something for you to do. You can pretend to be the nurse.
Ooh.
Because we know we're not trying to save anybody.
Right.
I know you like that little outfit with your little paper hat and everything. It's going to be so cute.
Yeah, I could do that. I could pretend to be the nurse. I'll have a really good bedside manner to make them think that they're in good hands.
Yeah.
And then when I leave the room, I'll go listen to podcasts or something. I'll just keep coming in and saying, the doctor will be with you shortly. That's what they do to me. Doctor will be with you shortly.
That's all you got to do every now and again. Yes. And I will cut you in. Definitely.
That's all I'm looking for is a cut.
All righty.
I do not want to be the person who walks behind elephants and horses to pick up their shit.
You know what?
Like
what
in parades in or in circus. Because shit is nasty, B. Like, it's nasty. I don't want anything to do.
Well, people walk their dogs and they got to pick up poo.
Okay. I don't have a dog. Shit. What are you saying? Like, I don't have a dog.
But the elephant poo.
But
is
elephant.
Bigger.
I was just going to say, dog shit is way like different
than elephant.
Then you understand they have shovels to pick that up?
Oh.
Like,
not just, not just a plastic bag on your hand.
Right. Right. They don't just bend down real quick and just pick it up
like
and then bring
no,
the tissue.
No,
down,
you got to double hand
it. They have shovels.
But you know what I saw? I saw this contraption. Like if you have we were on the beach and they have horseback riding,
mm-hmm.
they have a contraption they hook up to the horse butt. So I know. So the poop falls there. They don't have to pick it up.
I mean, I appreciate that because you're taking jobs from somebody else.
The scooper.
But I mean,
they probably still can
AI.
Do that, you know, at the circus or whatever, but right on a beach.
Yeah.
Or like they had, we were at a vending event and they had like a little field over there. They had the horses. So yeah, nobody was coming to pick up that.
Yeah.
So I guess that's smart, whoever made that.
It is.
Yeah.
And maybe they have that now.
I don't know the
last time I've been in a parade.
I don't think for elephants they're going to have
something connected. Because,
yeah, that bag
up,
is going to have to be a hefty.
Yeah. Poor horses and elephants putting people on their back. That's not what they're, well, horses, I guess that is. But I don't know. It's something about when I see people on
and riding animals.
Yeah, I'm like, leave them alone.
Well, didn't you ride on people's back when you were little? You know, somebody got down there on all fours and let you ride.
Yeah, but somebody volunteered to do that. That horse didn't volunteer to put that heavy ass saddle on their back and then a 300-pound person on their back. Like, they didn't ask for that.
Well, they'd be better union representatives.
Either you take this ride or you're glue.
Right.
Choose which one you'd rather. No, take the horse.
That old bastard on my back.
Let's go, Fatty. You ever watch? No, I know you haven't. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
No.
Well, it's a comedy. It's a Mel Brooks. So that should tell the whole story. Mel Brooks. But there's this part where the princess is trying to get to Robin Hood. And, you know, she's got her chambermaid.
Mm.
And, you know, it's a bigger woman. So they go out and they go out on the stone balcony or whatever, and their horses are down there, and they show Maid Marian jump off the balcony, and she lands perfectly on the horse's back, and off the horse goes. Whoa. And then the chambermaid, it's her turn, and mm-hmm. she lifts up her dress and she goes to get off, and the horse looks up at her right when she jumps. The horse runs off.
No.
Oh, hilarious. It's hilarious.
Wrong.
Thank you, Mel Brooks. But that's all I got. I'm sure we could go on for days about things I don't want to do, because I'm not climbing trees. I'm not getting on a house on the roof. I'm not going under the house. I'm not doing much that requires me to be out in the sun.
You just a lazy old.
Call me what you want. Call me what you want. But like I said, I said what I said.
Oh, okay then. On that note, I guess that'll be it for now. And
I suppose it will be. I would be interested, though, to see what you all have to say about jobs you wouldn't do. It's probably the one you're doing now. So when you describe it, just don't use the company name.
Right.
But yeah, I'd be curious to see what everybody else has to say about what they wouldn't do or what they wouldn't want
to
do.
But I still want to circle back to that. I need to know if that poll, that the poll cleaner.
Yeah.
I need to know if that's a real job. If not, maybe I might just start a company. I'm not going to do it myself, but yeah. I can send the people out there.
Another business plan.
Yes, definitely. We're on it. Yeah. So let us know. Let us know what's out there.
All right, y'all. Be easy. God bless.
What's up, party people? This is the point in time where we need you to like, share, follow, and subscribe.